This recording, Pennsylvania 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, I was born in York, Pennsylvania. That's about 3 counties west of Philadelphia. And when I was between 1 and 2 years old, my parents moved 30 miles east to Lancaster County. And I lived in Lancaster County until I was about 20. I attended a couple years of college back in York, commuting back and forth. So until I was 20, I lived right there in Lancaster and York counties. When I was 20, I went to college in State College, Pennsylvania, right in the middle of Pennsylvania, and I wound up getting a job there after I graduated. So I lived a total of about 7 years in State College, and then in 1988, I got a job in Nome, Alaska. And I've lived in Nome for a couple years and then now in Fairbanks. So for a total of 17 years now, I've been in Alaska. My father was born and raised in York County, Pennsylvania, and his family had been there for a very long time. My mother was born in Connecticut. Her parents were of French descent. Her father actually was born in France, and her mother was born in New York City just a couple months after her mother had arrived in New York City from France. My mother moved as a girl to St. Petersburg, Florida, where she then lived until I think she was 17 when she moved to Pennsylvania. Of my speech, the thing that people tend to notice the most is I say use for second person plural pronoun. And my wife still razzes me about that. She just can't get over that I say use, or use going to the store. I've noticed that there's a few words that you know, the dictionary says should rhyme, but don't rhyme for me. And for instance, I say mad, and that does not rhyme with fad in my speech. The same with sad. So that's kind of interesting.